بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about وزن الأعمال, the weighing of deeds that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah had mentioned, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, that person whose scales, or those people whose scales are heavy, are weighty, in other words, their scales of good deeds, then those will be the successful ones. And on the other hand, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, those whose scales are light, then those are the ones who will find themselves at a total loss because they had acted unjustly with regard to our verses. They did not believe in the Qur'an. They did not accept the deen of Islam. And then in the last verse that we had discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two favors of His upon insan. One is, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah says, we established you in the earth. In other words, we made you the superior creation of ours in this earth. وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشٍ, and the second bounty Allah mentions is that we created for you a means of earning your livelihood in this world. So these two very great favors of Allah upon us, Allah established us in this earth, and Allah made it easy for us to earn our livelihoods in this world. And thereafter Allah now mentions a favor of His that precedes these two favors, and that is that Allah Himself is the one who created us. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ, Allah says, certainly we had created you, then we fashioned you. In other words, we gave you your form, your shape. And then Allah speaks about that famous incident wherein Allah, after creating Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first human, Allah then instructed the angels to make sajda before Adam alayhi salam. ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمِ, Allah says, then we commanded or we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ, they all prostrated except for Iblis. لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, he was not from those who made sajda. Here mufassirin, commentators, have discussed two points. One is that we are aware that it is not correct for us to make sajda to anyone besides Allah. We are only allowed to bow down, to place our head down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is it that the angels are being told to make sajda to Adam? And not only this, but when Iblis refuses to do this, then this becomes a means of him being kicked out of Jannah. So the answer that Mufassirin have given, two answers. The first is that the prohibition of sajda before any person and sajda being exclusive for Allah, this comes from Allah Himself. He is the one who tells us that we should not bow down to anyone before besides Him. And here Allah Himself is issuing the command that prostrate before Adam. So Allah has the right to go against His normal system, His normal rule. So here He instructs them to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the second answer that is given is that this sajda was made in the direction of Adam alayhi salam, but Allah was the intended recipient of the sajda. As we bow down today in front of the Kaaba, we place our heads down in the direction of the Kaaba. So somebody could say that we are making sajda towards the Kaaba, but the sajda is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, this sajda was made towards Adam alayhi salam, but the intended recipient of it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ, and the second discussion that is mentioned is that the command here was given to the angels, and it was not given to the jinnat. And Iblis, Shaitan, was from amongst the jinn. He was not an angel. So how is it that he fell under this command? So here Mufassirin have explained that due to Iblis, Shaitan's efforts that he had made in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in making the ibadat of Allah, he was a very dedicated worshipper of Allah for many, many, many years. And because of this, because of his dedication, he had now been included in the ranks of the angels. Although he was not intrinsically an angel, but he had resembled the angels so much in his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever the angels were told to do something, he was automatically included in this. Allah did not have to now say it to him separately, but he was taken to be one of them. Like how we find in today's time, a person has a family get together, and there is that one outsider who is not a family member, but he is like family. He is automatically included. Everybody regards him to be part of that household. So like this, Iblis was regarded to be part of the household or the group of the angels. But here he refused to make sajda. Qala, Allah then questions him, ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك. Allah says, O Iblis, what prevented you from making sajda when I issued the command to you? So his reply, قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. He says, I am better than him. And then he motivates his answer. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ. You created me from fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. And you created him, Adam, from clay. So because I was created from a superior material, which is fire. Fire is something that everybody wants. They use it to keep themselves warm, to cook their food. Fire has the attribute of rising. It starts off at the bottom and it goes up, the flames rise into the air. And you created him from clay, clay, sand. This is something that people regard as dirty. If sand comes onto one's clothing, then he wants to clean it. Sand, for if you have to leave it, it falls down to the ground. So you created me from a superior material. He was created from an inferior material. Therefore, it makes me better than him. So this was the terminal error that Shaitan had made. And Mufassirin explain that this, the error that Shaitan had made here was that he put his intellect above the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi would explain or would always say that we should keep the sharia, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above our intellect. And we should keep our intellect above our emotions. Do not let emotions make you make a decision or make a statement or do anything. And likewise, first use your intellect, but keep the sharia, the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above your intellect. قَالَ فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا. Allah now says to him, on account of your refusal, فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا. Now, come out of Jannah. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. You do not have any right to be arrogant and to be haughty in Jannah or in the skies. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. So get out of here. You will be from those who are humiliated, who are disgraced. And from this we get the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man takabbara, that person who has takabbur, has pride, has arrogance, he thinks he is better than others on account of something that he has, perhaps on account of his physique or his looks or his strength or his wealth, then his end result, wada'ahu Allah, Allah will disgrace him. Allah will humiliate him. The commentators of the hadith have mentioned that person who has humility, man tawada'a lillah, person who has humility for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise him. And the one who has pride and arrogance, Allah will cause him to drop in the eyes of people to this extent that while he thinks himself to be superior, but the commentators of hadith mention, people will think him to be even worse than an animal also. This is how he will be in the eyes of people, although he thinks he is greater than others. Allah give us tawfiq, understanding, protect us from having takabbur and pride. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.